T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
Ooh, here we are again, Monday. Yep. Oh, is it fall yet? Have we decided? And don't give me that BS about, on the calendar on Saturday. No. Is it fall yet?
No.
No, it is not.
Nope.
What in the world is going on?
I think it is. I don't mean to argue with you, but I go out at night a lot to run.
Yeah, I know you're a vampire and stuff, and I know, and people.
He really is.
Sorry, I should let you finish.
No, it's okay. It's just, it's cooler and it's breezy, and of course, no matter what street corner you're on, you can smell the pumpkin spice.
I know you, but yes, you bougie types who go out and walk in the park at night and all that stuff. I understand.
That sounds creepy,
the smell of pumpkin spice wafting through your neighborhood. I get it because everybody's lit their candles. It's going to be 98 freaking degrees today. It is not yet fall, and I'm angry about it. Thank you. Yes, now, please.
Oh, no. Just heard exactly what I was going to say. So it's not fall yet, so.
It's not cool enough in the morning. Like, we know when we're driving in, 78, 76 to me is just not cool enough.
Yeah, 81, right? Get out of here with that nonsense. Get out of here with your fall crisp in the air. It's 81 degrees right now.
Exactly.
I swear to you, I saw leaves falling off the lantana. So
I don't even know what
sure
a lantana is. That's what we should make. Because they got Urban Dictionary, which means bougie dictionary.
Bougie dictionary.
Wow, that's two bougie shots in the first minute and a half, too.
I know.
I'm just getting it out of my system, dude. It's Monday. I'm a little pent up.
And I know.
Let it loose.
I know that you're a little pent up. So my job then is to completely disagree with you so that you can never really release it because I'm going,
No, Friday, you were that guy. Friday, if I'd have said, Spence, you were the greatest of all time, you would have been like, I don't think I am.
No.
And then I'd have gone, well, you're right. You're like, but you're top five. No, I'm the greatest. You're like, you would have, like, whatever it was, you would have, yeah.
At the risk of piling onto that, honestly, I don't recall being like that at all on Friday. I usually know if I'm being contrarian.
So you admit that you usually try and do it on purpose.
Right? No, in this particular case today, but Friday, I don't recall doing that. So that's interesting.
Well, I love you no less, though. But I was like, yeah, I got to watch out right now because I'll fight with this guy. I said blue. I'd say the sky was blue, and you'd go, well, it's really not blue. Science says that whatever. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, I just don't even remember that.
Who knows? Maybe I was having a bad day.
No, you see, from Friday's show, what I remember is it seemed like you were having a good day right up until we just started talking about some event or something, and then it seemed to flip. And I'm like, oh, that must have triggered him. No, you know what I mean, though? Because, you know, we work in a small room and we work for hours at a time. So our moods get reflected on the other person and back and forth. And we can sense what's going on with somebody or whatever. And something happened. Later in the show, I'm like, oh, we shouldn't have talked about that off the air because it's like he's irritated about it.
For example, right now, Kayla's like, I ain't getting in the middle of this.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Fine, let's knock our part of this out of the way. We'll do shortened versions in a minute. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? That'll be the first pick today. And good prizes again. I so badly want to go see that movie, First Man, about Neil Armstrong going to the moon. That's coming out. We've got a screening of it. Ryan Gosling plays Neil Armstrong. It's going to be awesome.
Very cool.
We've got tickets to that, Monster Energy Cup tickets. Blue Man Group is doing a drum off.
Ah, cool.
At Downtown Container Park, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. I'm hosting this thing, and the short version is that they're going to do a grand prize package worth like five grand.
Whoa.
And they don't say this. They're scouting for talent. You know they are.
You got to figure they would be.
You got to believe they are.
Okay.
So they're not saying that the winner, and this is just me talking. probably going to get in, so I'm probably going to get a bunch of trouble for this. But it's just me talking. But you got to believe, if they, okay, I'll say this much then. If they're not scouting for talent, what the hell are you doing?
Right?
I mean, what are you thinking right now? Mm-hmm. But they're just, so they've got this thing. So we've got tickets to go see Blue Man Group at the Luxor.
Oh, nice.
And we've got Daniel Tosh tickets.
Dang, all right.
Coming back to town. He's here this weekend. So what was the absolute best part of your weekend, Davey?
I don't, having three kids, I don't get to spend a lot of time with my youngest. And yesterday, I got to go upstairs and let him just go crazy and play in the bath, just me and him. And it was awesome. It was one of those, it was one, I actually took the time to even say, this is the best part of my weekend because I'm actually just having some one-on-one time with him.
Because you realized it.
Yep.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really, you should have gone last. Kayla, Kayla, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh, I saw T-Pain at Life is Beautiful, and I lost my mind in the crowd.
You are so weird. I just love your weirdness.
How is that weird? Like, I
because it's not 2003.
Yeah.
Seven. He was relevant in 2007.
Seven.
Okay. That's
no. Because she knew she was going to get that slap, and so she looked it up. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Okay, so because I was looking up songs earlier, and Bartender was 2007, and
got
like Buy You a Drink and stuff was 08, and so this guy had so much influence on me in like my young adult years that I just lost my mind. By the way, it wasn't anything special to the set. Like, he played Bartender no less than three times during the set, but every single time, man, me and the bajillion other people in the crowd were losing our, I'm telling you, go look at my Instagram. There are so many people there for T-Pain. You can barely.
Okay, there are so many people there. Life is Beautiful.
That is very true. That is very true. But they all came to see T-Pain, and that's how I like to think about it.
You are just, there ain't another one like you. There's not, and I appreciate that. I'd be honest, Spence, we can't top that. Let's just, we'll do ours in a few minutes.
Oh, that's fine.
First pick coming up. Well, I hope it's fine because I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But it's good. I don't care.
It's a contentious room this morning.
You know what? I'm fired up. I've had a couple of cups of coffee. I'm not taking any crap from anybody right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
Premiere passes for that movie, The First Man. Ryan Gosling stars in that. So even if the movie sucks, it's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't complain about that.
Monster Energy Cup tickets, Blue Man Group tickets. And then we'll tell you more about this drum off that's coming up, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, downtown Container Park. Which, by the way, let me go through this. And Daniel Tosh tickets back to the Container Park. Our buddy Juan, who drew the Little Knights.
Yeah.
Yep.
And by the way, and drew caricatures for us last year during the playoffs.
Yep.
Opened a store at downtown Container Park.
Oh, really?
And yes, I am going to give him free advertising for it because he's a good dude, and I like this. I like the idea. So if you are a Knights fan, go to downtown Container Park, and he has all of that. The best way I can explain it is Little Knight.
The Golden Misfits kind of stuff.
Yeah. Golden Misfits, all of that. Of that is down there. So I want to get him on the air and talk about that later on this week.
Okay. Cool.
And see if he had a good weekend. He was opening it for Life is Beautiful. Duh. Yeah. Brilliant there.
Get up! Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
We made it through another Life is Beautiful weekend. Speaking of We Can't Survive, that's what's up next. That show in LA that we do. They're going back to Hollywood Bowl this year. Isn't that where we're doing it, Hollywood Bowl? That's where it's been before.
Yeah, it has been.
I'm just going to guess. We've got tickets for you to win. It's a national contest, but a code word coming up at 7:40. If you want to go to that, that's the next thing on the horizon. Tomorrow, Tyson Beckford in our studio.
Nice.
Would you like to have breakfast in bed with Tyson Beckford, which, by the way, also came down. No Kim Kardashian talk.
Oh, okay.
They had taken all the restrictions off before, but they want the story to go away.
All right.
We can't, lest you believe that was going to happen.
I'm glad to know.
I know. I was excited. Now.
I mean, regardless, I'm still Team Beckford all the way, so.
Well, sure. We can't talk about the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, breakfast in bed with Beckford tomorrow. Right about 8:00 this morning, we're going to qualify five people and give them tickets to Chippendales with Tyson Beckford. One of those people will come in for breakfast in bed with Beckford.
I love that.
Now, on Thursday, was it Thursday that I had that meeting?
I think
when
so.
When was it? Was it Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday. Yeah.
And you guys were like, I got other stuff. And it was like, don't worry about it because it ain't going to take any time.
Yeah.
And they were in there thinking it was going to be a big plan and all this other stuff. And I'm like, no, can we have some bagels and cream cheese, please?
Right.
And maybe clean the love sack. They're like, yeah, we'll clean the love sack. That'll be great. Come in this morning. Nope, didn't clean the love sack. Now, you need to understand there's a love sack that's out in our green room. And we've had it for a minute. And there's stains on there. And I'm not really of unknown origin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spence shakes his head. Oh, I don't care. Because he rolls around on that thing. And who knows what part of that is he's responsible for.
Yeah, I don't think I'm responsible for any of it, but I do roll around on it. But I also will confirm that, yeah, it's got lots of suspicious stains.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know why you roll around on it.
I don't care.
He doesn't. It builds up a good immune system.
What am I going to get? A staph infection? Right?
Yeah. Yes. Are you familiar with the term MRSA?
No.
Anyway, I'm going to bring a what do you call those things? A comforter from a home. Something that's thick.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll cover it.
Nice.
So it'll be fine. We should probably not talk about the stains anymore.
Yeah. We'll delouse
it. Really selling this.
Yeah, right.
I want to win this so badly.
Yeah, sometimes when you win, you still lose.
Get MRSA with Tyson Beckford.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
I can tell you the comforter straight from the dry cleaner. I can tell you that.
Nice.
Okay. Anyway, right about 8 o'clock this morning, we'll give you a chance to win that thing. First pick coming up in just a minute. We want to know what the absolute best part of your weekend was at 702-364-9898. So put that in your phone. Get ready to hit send. Think about what the absolute best part of your weekend was.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
You know that Davey's best part of his weekend, he got to spend some one-on-one time with his youngest.
Nice.
Kayla geeked out over T-Pain at Life is Beautiful, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Absolute best part of your weekend, Spence.
It just happened that I ended up in Snoop Dogg's Instagram feed over the weekend.
What?
He posted a photo from 2006, the MTV Video Music Awards in New York City. It's me and Snoop and Method Man, all legends of rap.
I was sure.
And this is Spence before workout and total transformation.
Well, actually, I'm hitting behind both of those guys, almost like I'm a groupie putting my head into the shot.
Yeah.
Our friend Shucker is also in the photo doing the West Coast thing with his fingers.
Because he's down.
I understand. For those that don't know Shucker, he's a white boy with freckles and red hair. So it's just actually more funny. It was just cool. It was cool to be in this feed.
How did you know?
Somebody had hit me in my DMs and said, okay, what's this all about?
I'm like, are you getting notifications from Snoop Dogg's Instagram?
No, it's pretty funny.
So this weekend, we did a great event on Friday night for this group called Parents Citywide. They honored our friend Joan from Help Us Southern Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
If you've been to Toy Drive, you've seen Joan. You don't know Joan, though, because she operates in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And she does so much amazing work. And so it was such an honor. It's truly the only reason why on my fifth wedding anniversary, why I would do that.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. And there were some other people there that they honored as well that I didn't know they were honoring. It was like, oh, I didn't know what I was getting into. And it was a room full of friends.
Oh, that's great. Nice.
It was all right. Then Saturday night, Public Education Foundation. Governor sitting up front. Everybody who's everybody is at this thing. That was fun. We rocked it, raised a bunch of money, hung out with them, with Kendall Tenney and Sue Manteris.
Yeah.
So it was a fun time. The best part, after I got home Friday night from doing the other thing, I was home about 9 o'clock. My wife and I jumped into bed to watch a movie, and I did not leave the bed until 3 o'clock the next afternoon to get ready for the next event.
That is awesome.
Nice. And it was cool. I haven't done that in a long time. It was great. It's probably why I'm a little more edgy than usual because I've actually had sleep. So that was great. So what was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. You'll get first pick of the prize.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
702-364-9898. Not yet, Selena. I ain't ready for you yet.
She's geared up for the best part of the weekend.
Yeah, we'll do that in a minute. Best part of the Monday is playing Selena Gomez. We'll get to that in a minute. Best part of your weekend at 702-364-9898. Tammy, what was the best part of yours?
It was my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. And then I had, like, I was going to do something very low-key, but it ended up we rented 6 lanes to bowling alley and had about 30 people.
Did somebody get you a new phone?
No, Davey said there was something wrong with the connection. It was, like, going fuzzy, so.
Literally, it's like you're on some weird landline.
Yeah.
Are you?
Weird. No.
Are you on a landline?
No, I'm just sitting on my phone, on my couch, on my phone.
Appears to be some sort of electrical interference
in
your neighborhood.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have a tinfoil hat on right now? What's happening? I don't know what's going on. That's a good weekend, though. Maria, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I took my daughter on her official visit at UNLV. She's going to be playing for the Lady Rebel basketball team.
Is that a commitment? Can we take that as a firm commitment right there? Was that a letter of intent you just did?
Oh, they sign officially in November, but it is definitely a firm commitment.
That's awesome.
That is great.
So right now, this is binding. Like, you can't get out of it. If South Carolina swooped in and said, we will give you a full ride for one of the greatest programs in America, you wouldn't leave UNLV.
We would tell them we already have the full ride to one of the amazing programs in America.
I love that.
Right here in Las Vegas.
And you know what's cool about that?
Nice job.
They always do the statistics about how many kids play high school basketball and then how it gets whittled down to how many kids play Division I.
Yeah,
she's one of a select few, man. That's pretty awesome.
That's crazy. Yeah. Jenny, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Well, it was my birthday, too.
Happy birthday.
And my family took me to Flamin' Fajitas, and I got fire in my face.
Well, that's how it works. Yeah. That's, you know, you're not supposed to lean over that thing while they're, ooh, that chicken looks amazing. No, you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, really? Because my left eyebrow doesn't say that.
I love it when they're funnier than we are. I know, right, Sarah? See, how are you supposed to follow that? Jenny's the funniest one. How are you supposed to follow that?
Oh, girl, her eyebrow's so fat.
I don't know how that happened. I mean, I know how it happened, but what do you do?
That sucks. You better have a good eyebrow brush.
Sarah, what's the absolute best part of your weekend?
I actually went gambling with my grandma, who's almost in her 90s, and she wore her lucky hat, and she swore that we would win something. We ended up winning $400, and so she wouldn't shut up the whole night about her damn hat, so I was pretty happy about it.
See, you're funny, too. And Scott, go ahead, man. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
It's going to be the Seahawks winning over the Cowgirls.
It was good. It was good. House divided. My wife was wearing her Cowboy stuff. I'm wearing my Seahawks stuff. It was good. But you know what? Fantasy football has ruined all of that.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So I don't know if you saw over the weekend, Maroon 5's playing the halftime show of the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So there's talk about having Cardi B come in and do her part for that song. She's trying to negotiate it so she gets her own set.
Ah.
Which I would love. I think it would be a lot of fun to have, like, both, kind of,
you
know?
She can do a medley. I think you don't have time for that stuff.
Okay.
You got, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Maybe.
20? I think she's got to do a medley of her hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, what, she got 3 songs? Three songs that are hits.
Three hits.
Cardi has a million great songs. That's awesome. The mainstream audience isn't going to care.
Isn't the Super Bowl songs, aren't they mostly medley-like anyway? With, like, Maroon 5, when they get up there, they're not going to do a full song and then a full song.
No. Bruno did full songs.
Okay.
Yeah, true.
I'm just trying to remember.
Beyonce did full stuff. So, does Cardi get her own set? Kayla says yes. Spence?
Nah. Well, let her work in a couple of medley things. Yeah, but not
maybe,
a full set.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, maybe she'll get a...
I don't think there's room.
Yeah, I
like,
agree.
Like, percentage-wise, how much of this show is she going to get? Like, 30?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. 10. Honestly, I'd say, Cardi, come out and do your thing with Maroon 5, and then that's it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
I mean, if you want that exposure... I think people get it all sideways, too. Like Waka Flocka coming out and talking about how all the performers should be black and they should have connections to ATL and all that. No one cares. really. I mean, you care.
Waka Flocka Flame does.
Waka Flocka Flame. But you know, here's the other thing that I think that he's missing. You got to pay. Nobody's paying you.
Right.
You got to pay.
Yeah.
They don't, like, Pepsi might cover some production costs. And the record label, if you're promoting a record, the record label might jump in. But other than that, it's no. Why, those guys should be smart. Throw a big show in another venue. Make your money.
Oh, that's smart.
Make your money during
smart.
Super Bowl weekend.
Very smart.
Do a big thing on Friday night. Do another big thing on Saturday night. Make your money. Don't worry about Super Bowl Sunday.
Agreed.
Don't worry about it. Do you have something else with that?
Nope.
Well, then we're good. Then I think we're good. I have spoken. Kyle wants to ask his coworker out. Yay, do it, bro. She's newly single. Yay. You should do it. Spence says not so fast.
In the morning, we listen to
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
I want to get to Kyle asking his coworker out in just a second. It all seems like a great idea. Yeah, man, you should do it. You've been secretly, I don't know what the word is, lusting, you know, whatever. You've been interested in her for a long time.
Yeah.
She's single now, bro. Yes, get it. Spence says, whoa, hold up. We'll explain why in just a second. Do you think, because the Bill Cosby sentencing any minute now, do you think he gets jail time?
First blush, yes.
How much?
God, I don't, that's the problem. A couple of years? I don't know.
Dang. He'll die there.
That's the thing.
You won't make it out.
I think in today's climate and the hashtag Me Too environment, the world has changed and he normally wouldn't, but I think he's going to get it. I think 5 years at least.
Ooh.
This is with no actual knowledge of the parameters of what the sentencing is.
5 years with the possibility of parole?
Yeah. Yeah. He may not spend 5 years, but he'll get jail time.
Dave, you think he's going to jail?
I do. My first blush was 2 years. He'll serve 2 years.
Oh.
Like minimum security?
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Cushy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
Like, they're not locking him up in county?
No.
No.
Was that bad? You guys both reacted like, was that bad?
No.
I didn't think it was bad.
No, not bad at all. I just think of him in an orange jumpsuit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Going to get ramen.
What do you think?
Take the crime out. I mean, this isn't an opinion on whether he should or should not.
Right, yeah.
I'm saying, will he or won't he? 81 years old, legally blind, poor health. I don't see it happening. And I see people being ridiculously outraged. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether that's right or wrong. I mean, you know, that's for you to decide individually. But I just don't.
See, the hard part on that is, so he gets to live out his days in the cushy lifestyle of a multimillionaire.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
No, do I think he should? Probably not.
But I thought he was having money issues, too. Like, it's not, I mean, I don't know what he's going
to. I don't know that it's that cushy.
I'm sure it's more cushy than all of us.
That is true, yes.
Yes. I would imagine. True. I would imagine his house has better toilet paper.
Yes. Probably.
I just would.
And hotel quality towels.
Yeah, it smells real good. Although, I don't know, he's 81 years old. It doesn't smell like old people.
Probably.
It probably doesn't smell better. It smells like grandma.
Yeah.
You know, it smells like oil of Olay. You know that thing? Whatever that cream is that your grandma put on her face?
That's what the house smells like.
That's
what
that house smells like. So rose milk? Was that what that was back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Rose milk?
It's some sort of atrocious potpourri.
So Kyle has been working across from Sarah for 3 years now. We're going to need you at 702-364-9898. He says she's probably the best cube mate out there. I really feel like we have a lot in common. We both like to hike. We both like to play Fortnite. We even named our dogs the same thing, Arthur, which creeps me out to no end, Kyle, just so you know.
Hmm.
Do you think he named his dog after her?
Yeah, I want to know who went first.
Right.
Yeah.
If she went first and then you said, I named my dog Arthur too. You are stalker status. you are on the under, seriously. Low-key stalker status. She's been in a relationship since we met, but she just broke things off with her boyfriend. And honestly, I think we'd be perfect together. It's only been like a week, so it's like a week and a half now.
Okay.
And he still didn't make the move. He said he was going to wait. She's so, because she was traveling. She's going to go see her parents this weekend or some weird thing like that. She's only been single for a while, but she is so great. I worry about missing my window. Should I go now? Spence said, hold up on this. Because there's one thing you don't want to be.
If you really want to be in this relationship with this girl, if you like her that much, you do not ever want to be the rebound. She is going to sow her royal oats. I imagine she's been in a relationship for 3 years. She's going to want to date and go do the... You don't want to be the first.
I'm gonna go to this side and say there's all kinds of kinds. And not everybody getting out of a relationship feels the need to just go get it.
That's true.
Just to run around and make bad decisions.
Yeah.
And who knows? They named their dog the same thing. There's something going down here.
Yeah, right.
They know we both like to hike. My guess is they've hiked. Kayla, thoughts?
I take out the idea that, because you guys know I don't believe in dating the workplace. I took that out completely when I was thinking about this.
Don't believe in dating what?
I don't believe in dating at the workplace. I believe you shouldn't. But I took that out completely.
You have to.
Yep. And so I really don't think that he should miss the opportunity, because if he's been lusting after her for this long and she's been in a relationship.
It sounds worse
there
when
must
you
be,
say it.
But is it bad?
It sounded bad when I said it.
She's been in a relationship and he still really cares for her. I don't want him to miss the opportunity to be with her.
However, real life, Kayla, is like, do not where you eat.
No, I totally believe in that. Do not date any coworker at all, ever.
Yeah. Be careful how loud you say that. Your boss married his coworker.
There are certain circumstances it works out, and I was happy for them.
Why can't this be one of those circumstances?
I feel like, why would you take the chance, bro?
But it's not right for you.
No.
You don't do it.
Definitely not.
Now, put that back into the mix. Would you tell Kyle to do it?
Oh, no. Not at all, actually.
Because she's a coworker.
They look right across the work in the same cube. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
They work in the same cube. What are you doing?
He's on one side, she's on the other.
Yeah. In the same cube, if it doesn't work out, if you do go on a date,
they practically live together now.
Yeah. I don't, it's not a good idea.
It worked out on the office.
All you need to do is remove pants. It's all good. It's all that's missing.
Yep.
Okay.
The only thing that's standing in the way, pants.
Pants.
They already have the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
The relationship killer, pants.
Two dogs named Arthur.
That would be confusing, too. Think about the Arthurs in this situation.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Pam and Jim Halpert on The Office worked out. They were cube mates.
True. See?
Mm.
I know that's TV.
Yeah.
It's not real.
What?
Huh? It seemed real. The camera was like it was a documentary.
You saw how they shot it. Yeah. Yeah, it's real. It's not?
Who?
Hang on. Let's talk while Drake plays. 702-364-9898. Do you tell Kyle to go for it? Spence says no because you don't want to be the rebound.
No.
Kayla says no because you don't where you eat.
Yep. You don't date coworkers.
I say, why not? You've already got two dogs named Arthur. Why not?
98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Boy, I thought people would be more fired up about this. Kyle wants to ask his coworker out. They've been sitting in the same cube across from each other for 3 years. She's single now, and he's not sure if he should do it. Kayla says no because you work together. Spence says no because you don't want to be the rebound. We didn't ask Davey. Davey?
I say go for it. Because if he doesn't do it, he's always going to ask himself, like, what if? You know, what I had that opportunity. And if he waits, say, even like 2-3 months, she might find somebody else and start back into another relationship.
Although this is funny, too, because she's so great. I worry about missing my window. Like, all of a sudden, somebody else is going to come in and snatch her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And be that proverbial rebound. I don't know. Holly, what do you say?
I think he should absolutely go for it. I mean, in worst case scenario, if she puts in an HR complaint, he has to switch desks. Go say bye, Diane, and accountant.
That's bad. Or he gets fired.
Very funny.
Or he ends up getting just straight.
He doesn't have to go at her to the level of an HR complaint. Maybe just ask her to lunch.
What level is that? That's the problem.
Recommendation is don't, like, corner her in the cube. Like, find some sort of area where she can get away from you.
Holly brings up a good point. I don't even know why you're talking to anyone from the opposite sex at work. I don't even know why you do that. In fact, I don't even know why you're talking to anybody at work.
Yeah.
Because it can all get you in trouble. It doesn't matter what you say.
Best case scenario. you end up with two people with a dog named Arthur, so you only have to call for one dog. Arthur!
That's true, and then they both come running, you think. Holly, you're very funny, and you're very smart, and you have a great day. Thank you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Oh, sometimes I get a
good
feeling,
yeah. Good feeling story of the day is set at the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You thought all they had there was a Packer game. That's mm-hmm. it.
Yep.
There is actually a little town around there. And last Tuesday, they posted photos of this older dude who comes in and takes naps with their cats.
Oh, okay.
His name's Terry. He's 75. Back in 2016, he walked in and asked if he could volunteer. So they had him hang out with the cats, brush him and pet him and all that kind of stuff. Then after he retired, it became a regular thing. So they don't have cages at this joint. And the cats just kind of roam around free. And there's a bunch of couches and comfy chairs and stuff like that to sit on. So the napping part isn't really supposed to be part of it. And he's just 75 years old and tired. He'll explain it in a minute. He's got an excuse for what
okay.
he's doing. But honestly, if you're 75, you're probably tired. It's all right. They say that this does help these cats because they're all special needs cats. And they need to get used to socializing with people so they can be adopted. So after these pictures go viral of him on these couches, in these chairs, sacked out, cats on him, then the shelter... Well, their website, first and foremost, their website started getting 1,000 hits a second.
Jeez.
Then the donations started coming in.
You want to know how much you've raised for the cats?
I would love to know.
$16,154.
$16,000 plus?
Yeah.
Oh my
and
gosh.
A lot of it was in $1 donations and $5 donations. So oh just saying that with all these 400,000 people who viewed this post could donate $1 or $5 really made a difference. They all listened to you.
Yeah, I could never believe that so much money would be raised by a simple picture. And I thank you very much because all the kitties here appreciate money that's donated for their benefit.
So this is from a few days ago, okay?
Yeah.
In the first 4 days, they raised over $40,000.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Okay.
Which is already a year's worth of funds. It's not clear what it's up to at this point. Wow. But they're crushing it. And even though it's all thanks to Terry, he really doesn't want credit for it. And he told the local paper. Sorry. He told the local paper that he, quote, literally did nothing. And I don't think truer words have ever been spoken, and that's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Hey, David the Show Killer, who's going to play the game today?
That would be Giselle Ravici from the Southwest.
Hey, Giselle, 5 questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture rip from the headlines. We don't say pass in this show. What do we say?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter. Are you going to cooter today?
Not today.
Not today. Although there are many listeners now that wish that you would just say, well, it's possible. I have no plans to cooter, but it is possible. But I say we stay positive, and you're not going to cooter today.
I will not be cootering today.
We have 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. $18 million in cocaine showed up at a Texas prison in donated boxes of what?
Bananas.
Kanye and St. West threw out the first pitch yesterday for which team?
Chicago White Sox.
Which NFL team appeared to lose their quarterback for the rest of the season with an apparent ACL tear?
Green Bay Packers.
A man pulled out a gun and pistol whipped his friend of over 50 years when they were arguing about which KLUC superstar artist.
Selena Gomez.
And who beat out Fox with a $39 billion bid in an auction for European broadcaster Sky?
PBS.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
started out hot. I was thinking, oh boy, here
Ooh,
we go.
Man, right?
Here we go. She got the first two.
Wow.
You'll need three to keep the money safe. I think she'll kick herself on this third one, too, at some point.
Okay.
You'll need three to keep the money safe. Same five questions. Same 30 seconds. Time starts when I read the first one. Here we go. $18 million in cocaine showed up at a Texas prison in donated boxes of what?
Bananas.
Kanye and St. West threw out the first pitch yesterday for which team?
White Sox.
Which NFL team appeared to lose their quarterback for the rest of the season with an apparent ACL tear?
The 49ers of San Francisco, California.
A man pulled out a gun and pistol whipped his buddy that he'd known for over 50 years when they were arguing about what KLUC superstar artist?
Mars, Bruno.
Who beat out Fox with a $39 billion bid in an auction for European broadcaster Sky?
That's Comcast.
Triumph.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
You can tell the man believes that he ran the table today. I'm not so sure he's not wrong, right? I think he did it.
Either way.
That's what I'm saying. I think he did it, too. $18 million in cocaine showed up at a Texas prison in donated boxes of what Giselle said?
Bananas.
And said?
Bananas.
Yep, so it's usually when they both say it, it's usually... it's bananas. Kanye, and they don't know how it ended up there either. Pretty safe to say that those boxes of bananas probably weren't expected to be donated.
No.
No.
I thought they'd end up somewhere else. Kanye and St. West threw out the first pitch yesterday for which team? Giselle said?
Chicago White Sox.
Ben said?
The White Sox.
And we thought, oh boy, here
Booyah!
We go.
Booyah!
Giselle got those first two and pretty confidently, pretty quick.
Yeah.
And you could hear it in her voice. She was like, yes!
I know it.
Which NFL team appeared to lose their quarterback for the rest of the season with an apparent ACL tear? And Giselle said?
Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers.
Nah, he's all right. Spence?
The 49ers of San Francisco, California.
Garoppolo, not so good.
Booyah! Booyah! Awful. Booyah!
I heard initially ACL and MCL tear.
Wow.
Oh.
We'll see. A man pulled out a gun and pistol whipped his buddy of over 50 years when they were arguing about which KLUC superstar artist. Giselle said?
Selena Gomez?
Spence said?
Mars, Bruno.
Mars, Bruno.
Booyah! 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 Booyah!
They were arguing over who sang a particular song, and the one guy said Bruno Mars, and the other guy said... No. And they were going after it. And I don't know why somebody didn't just Google.
Why do you resort to violence?
How about the idea, though, that when the fist isn't enough, I must pistol whip you?
Is that?
I understand there were punches being thrown, and at one point somebody got hit with the pistol, yeah, causing the gun to go off.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Twice. Yeah, twice.
Wow.
I don't know. Who beat out Fox with a $39 billion bid in an auction for European broadcaster Sky? Giselle said.
PBS?
Spence said.
That's Comcast.
That is Comcast.
Yes.
$39 billion. Here's what's weird. Fox already owns 39% of Sky.
Huh.
So they're not quite sure what they're going to do. Whether they're just going to sell it all off.
Right.
Or what the deal is. But we don't care about that. The only one who really cares about any of it is Spence, because that's one,
Booyah!
And two,
Booyah!
And three,
Booyah!
And four,
Booyah!
And five.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
We are just moments away from your chance. Come and hang out with us tomorrow morning and Tyson Beckford.
Thanks.
Him and I were doing breakfast in bed with Beckford. We're dragging the love sack in here. We're putting a very nice comforter on there.
Yep.
Clean. So as to cover up the stain. We shouldn't even talk about that. But Tyson Beckford's going to be in here tomorrow. We would like for you to be here with us, putting finishing touches on the game that we are going to play, which I'm going to leave a secret. In fact, I think I'm going to leave it a secret until we get everybody playing. And you know what? Until we get all the contestants.
All right.
Okay. So you'll have a chance in just a minute. In the meantime, because my brain is working really fast today, a game I just made up called Scam or Stupid.
Scam or Stupid.
I'm going to read you a story. You tell me whether it's a scam or it's stupid.
Okay.
Hence the name, Scam or Stupid. A woman named Renee Reese of Thornton, Colorado, says that she stored her life savings of $35,000 inside her freezer. She put it in Ziploc bags wrapped in paper towels so it would blend in. Her theory was if her house ever burned down, the cash would stay safe in the freezer. Brilliant, actually, I think.
Sure.
Here's where things get weird, like really weird. Apparently, Renee returned the freezer to Costco back in June, and she had forgotten that she'd hidden the cash inside. So by the time she realized she'd given Costco the freezer back, plus $35,000, it was too late. She opened a claim with them, but they haven't found the cash. So far, all they'll say is that they're looking into it. Scam? Is this a scam, or is she just stupid? I know where Spence is going. Where are you going?
She's stupid.
Really?
Don't put your money in places like that. Put it in a bank.
So you think it's legit? You think she really left?
Yeah, I think she's not trying to scam.
She really left the money.
She's dumb.
Wow. Oh. That's shocked me. Kayla?
I think it's a scam 100% because she's looking $35,000. So if they're like, hey, we'll give you $10,000 to just go away. So this has become a story.
Smart. I didn't think about that. Davey?
I'm going to say stupid also. My dad's grandmother, she used to hide money all around the house. And when she passed, we had to go up to Tacoma, Washington. And we literally had to rip apart her house and we found thousands. Like in stuff like this.
And she never told you guys where any of it was. You just kind of figured it out.
She didn't even know where half of it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that all being said, yeah. who takes the freezer back to Costco and doesn't go, hey, let's clean out the freezer first?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's the whole thing is I'm like, how? Where did you store it?
Who just unplugs it and throws it in the back of the truck?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You know, every once in a while you see a story that they've found a cache of Roman coins. It's that woman in Roman times putting her Roman coins somewhere and then forgets that where they are. And then they go, oh, well, here they are. They're in a freezer from 2018.
But again, if you're taking the freezer back to Costco, don't you take the stuff out of the freezer? That's why I think this is a scam. I vote scam.
Gotcha.
Scam.
I'm sticking with stupid.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, people are dumb, but $35,000, and that's what you're riding on the rest of your life? I mean,
I appreciate Spence changing his ways and starting off the week on a positive note. I know. I like that.
You're calling somebody stupid.
I'm ready. Well, right?
Yeah. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, you ready to find out what game we're playing?
Yes.
Y'all ready to find out?
Lay it on me.
We didn't tell any of the people on the phone. We have Jennifer, Erica, Rosa, Deanna, and Kylie on the phone. Jennifer, Erica, Rosa, Deanna, and Kylie. We are going to play 5-second rule.
Oh.
Which means we're going to give you a topic. You've got 5 seconds to come up with 3 things in the category.
Okay.
Okay? And they're all going to be different.
Say, all right.
Can anybody else sense the anxiety level in Kayla's voice right now? Even though she's not playing, can anybody else sense the anxiety?
Yes.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kayla, what is this chart you're making over here?
I don't know. I like to write down their names, and then I'm like, I don't know if we're going to go through, so I want to see how many rounds they make it through.
What is this?
I'm legitimately making a chart where it says Jennifer, Erica, Rosa, I missed the 4th name, and Kylie, the and then there's like categories.
Deanna is the 4th one.
It's so,
I look over, and Kayla is truly under pressure.
And I don't know why.
And I thought this is great because, yes, because it's 5-second rule. And it's, you know, the game, and it'll go quick. And, oh, my God. And even though you're not playing, you feel other people's pain. I get it. But then I look over, you're making a chart. And trying very hard to make said chart.
Yeah. A lot of effort that went into this chart. I don't know what purpose it's going to serve.
And on the flip side of it, Spence went, awesome, 5-second rule. Yeah, I got nothing to do with this one. I'm good. I'll just sit back and make fun of folks.
You need anything, I'm going to go to the kitchen. No, but this is why when we play Spence's challenge, she writes down my answers. And it's why instead of the 49ers, I will say the 49ers of San Francisco, California, because it adds an additional panic because she feels like she has to write down all of it.
And the whole thing. I write down the entire thing.
And in longhand, not even making notes.
Yeah.
All right. 5-second rule. Here we go. We will start with Jennifer. Jennifer, are you ready for your category? Hi, by the way.
Hi, I'm ready.
All right. Thanks for listening. Here you go. 3 things people did besides watch football this weekend.
Went to a concert.
You are out of time. Oh, no. Davey, we'll need another one at the end.
Okay.
Jennifer did not win. Erica, you get her category. 3 things people did besides watch football this weekend.
Jackie.
Huh?
Huh?
Exercise.
She's behind Lone Mountain. We cannot
see,
hear her.
I can't hear you at all.
What did you say?
Hello?
Erica, why does your phone suck? Here, three reasons why your phone sucks.
Oh, my God.
Wow, every time she tried to talk.
I think we got to put her through, don't you?
Yeah, you have to.
Do we have to put her through? Judges say, okay, thumbs up. Thumbs down. Thumbs up. Erica goes through. Congratulations. Nice job. All right, hang on.
Oh, God, that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, this got weird all of a sudden, didn't it now? And it usually does. All right, then. So next is Rosa. Where's Rosa? Rosa is right here. Hi, Rosa.
Yes.
Three college football teams that Davey will root for now that his Ducks lost.
Yes.
didn't even get one. I don't feel like, oh, that's great.
Oh,
Deanna, three college football teams that Davey will root for now that his Ducks lost.
Texas, Alabama, and Ohio.
She knows what she's doing. Deanna, good job. All right, so Erica and Deanna are through. Rosa and Jennifer out. Let's go to Kylie. Kylie, you ready?
Yes.
Not really. Well, no, you'll be fine. In 5 seconds, three things that Spence should write his next song of the week about. Her phone sucks,
you
too.
You and Erica must be in the same area of town.
No!
What did you say again, Kylie? I think sometimes that the timer, because I'm playing it down the line to them, it might, people's phones, it might suck.
Ah.
What did you say?
I said Thanksgiving being too far away to write songs about Christmas and dogs.
Christmas and dogs.
Okay.
Are we going to, Davey? Davey says thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Kayla, thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All right, we'll let her through. So, Erica, Deanna, Kylie, all through.
Got it.
We still have two more spots remaining. Hang on one second. So, Erica, Deanna, and Kylie, all at the very least, have tickets for Chippendales.
Okay.
All right.
We want to go with Sam?
Yeah, Sam was ready.
Sam is ready?
Yep.
Sam, I have one more for you. Then, Sam, you could be the next one in.
Okay.
Three places that Chet should go besides Seattle, which he does all the time.
L.A., Hoover Dam, Lake Mead.
See, that ain't that tough. Hey. That just ain't that tough. All right, she's got Chippendales tickets, too. There's room for one more. Hey, Tracy, you ready to try and be the last person?
I'm ready.
Playing 5-second rule. Just stay calm and give us, in 5 seconds, give us three places that Kayla hides her money besides the freezer.
In her bra, her pocket, and her shoe.
Bam. See, it's just not that tough. It's just not that tough.
Now I got to find new hiding spots.
Now, watch the pressure ratchet up when I go, Kayla, give me a number between 1 and 5.
4, 3, and 2.
It doesn't work when you do it that
1 and 5.
What? No, give me a number.
Oh, I thought we were doing threes.
Just
apologize.
One number. I just need one number.
I thought she was making a joke. I was going like, oh, that is funny.
That is kind of funny. That is kind of funny. It is funny. I'm sorry, a number between 1 and 5, sir?
4.
Ma'am? Yours, sir. She's yes. Ma'am. 4?
Yeah.
So Sam's coming in for breakfast in bed with Beckford.
Cool.
That's the deal.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Nice.
But everybody else gets the Chippendales tickets.
Okay.
And cool. And then we'll have Tyson in here tomorrow. Have we decided what we're going to have him do sexy-wise?
No, we talked about...
What's the reading? We kind of, yeah.
You said the Chet had a great idea of doing Golden Knight name announcements.
That came from one of our listeners. Here's where I see that being funny. If you have Tyson do that sexy, you know, Golden Knight introductions, and don't tell him how to pronounce Marcia. So, I think that's the only way that's happening. So the talk was that Maroon 5 or whoever's involved in putting this whole Super Bowl thing together, that they want to have Cardi B come out and do her part in that song.
Of course. They want
her to be part of it, but Cardi B is saying, "I'm not going to do it unless because there's a lot of stuff going on for her, I guess." In early February, she's saying, I'm not going to do it unless I get my own set.
Yeah.
If you're Maroon 5, do you go, okay, or whoever's involved?
Right.
Do you go, okay, or do you tell her to pound sand? I think I tell her to pound sand.
Oh, I tell her okay. It's the hottest thing out there right now.
Think about your parents. Do you have to explain to your parents who Cardi B is?
Yeah, but I think in all fairness to my parents, I mean, they're in their late 60s. I'd have to explain who Maroon 5 is,
right,
too.
But who's watching?
I would. Good point. Like, I mean.
Yeah, if you have to explain who Maroon 5 is, that's awesome. Because Cardi's really only, but Cardi's only been hot for like a year.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Maroon 5's been around since the beginning of the 2000s.
Right.
Like, I guarantee you, my mom would see the halftime show and go, oh, there's that guy from The Voice. She'd have no idea that he's part of a band.
No, he's in a band.
Okay, but that works. See, if it's the guy from The Voice, that's why this works.
Yeah.
That's why the argument of, well, it's Atlanta and it should be hip hop artists and blah, blah, blah. That's why that artist doesn't hold any water with me, because I'm like, nobody cares. I didn't even know the Super Bowl was in Atlanta. And guess what? Yeah. I don't care that it's in Atlanta. I don't. So therefore, and if you're going to trot out Waka Flocka Flame and T.I. and Ludacris, who else?
Usher.
Who am I missing? Am I the old guy now because I'm mentioning T.I.
No,
Ludacris?
No, I'm trying to remember.
Future. Yeah, Future.
Yeah.
Okay, but for most people, for 90% of the people, Waka Flocka and Future walk out there and you're like, who? Now, this is great. If Maroon 5 goes in, they go, now Pepsi presents Maroon 5. You know how they always do do the official, and it's never any fun. But they, you know, and then Maroon 5 comes out and your mom goes, oh, the guy from The Voice, the cute boy from The Voice.
Yeah.
That would winner. Be- you win.
David, and then dad sees Cardi B and goes, oh my God, who is this?
Look at this girl.
Which part of Maroon 5 is that?
Right. That's the part I like.
And then, okay. Right. Well, so maybe. Maybe this all still works.
Well, and the thing is, from Maroon 5's standpoint, they're probably like, she's an artist. Let her perform. We don't care. Now, the NFL, I think the NFL is more concerned about its image, and it's trying to make everything smoothie because they're always in the crosshairs.
If she could swing through and do I Like It,
that'd be great.
And then maybe.
If she popped her part on that song and then did into I Like It, that'd be great.
And then come back around for Maroon 5 for the finale.
Yeah, and then come back around for Harder to Breathe or whatever they're going to do to wrap it up.
Yeah.
I always think it's going to be Harder to Breathe because I think that they could set off the fireworks at the end. Maroon 5, woo!
And I believe that there will be more than just Cardi B. I think there's going to be several artists that perform with Maroon 5.
Kendrick's
on one of the
earlier
songs. I don't know. True. Kendrick's very politically active, and I have a feeling he has a significant stance on the NFL situation that he may not want to be part of it. I don't have any proof of that, but
so
I know how he
is. Maroon 5 can carry it. They've got enough hits.
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
No,
but
if they
wanted to go to the ATL thing, you could have Usher come out and sing sing with Adam Levine on a Maroon 5 song. You could do any number of things like that. But they've done it in the past.
Yeah. Who's bigger, Maroon 5 or Katy Perry?
Oh,
now
man.
I'd say Maroon 5. Yeah, then current. Katy Perry when she did it.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Who
I'd
you
say
got?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. See, I thought you'd say Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Davey?
I say Maroon 5.
Kayla once again, as we always are.
Oh, he's on the island.
Love it on the island.
I do, you know, I particularly like the music on the island. So.
Well, sure.
Big fan.
Very islandy.
Yeah, of course. And it starts with a howl. I like the howl. You know why? You know why I realized why I like that so much? Because when they pick games on the NFL Network on their pregame show, which I love, if you are the lone wolf, and I may have subconsciously stolen the idea of being on the island from that, because then they make them put on like a stupid furry hat with ears, you know, like a bear hat or whatever, and you have to howl because you're the lone wolf.
And that's fun.
That's funny.
Well, what's different between that and this? You should howl. All
right. The Chet Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Hey, David the Show Killer, who is contestant number one today, sir?
That would be Jenna Rosen.
Hello, Jenna Rosen. What's your buzzer going to be?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Excellent. You know, we haven't had a good old-fashioned cock-a-doodle-doo in a minute or three. Contestant two, please.
That is Juan Muniz.
I wanted to talk to you.
I know,
you.
Right?
What's up, guys?
How did it go this weekend with the new store?
It was nuts.
super busy.
And tell everybody what it is. It's called Nighttime, and it's down at Downtown Container Park. And tell everybody what you're selling there.
Basically, all my art based on Little Night character that got so popular last season, we now officially got all the merch in.
And right. the Golden Misfits stuff, too, right?
Well, the Golden Misfits, you can only find that at, like, T-Mobile and, like, the CNA.
I wanted to make sure that City National Arena, for those of you who are not completely down with Knights lingo. So my guess is that somebody that perhaps the Golden Knights already licensed the Golden Misfits from you. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's their baby.
Good for you, sir. Nice. Very proud of you. Very proud of you. When is the store down at Downtown Container Park going to be open again?
We're going to be open starting today, 7 days a week from 11 to 9.
My man.
Congratulations, man.
That's really cool.
That's our buddy. That's the guy who paints the mural at Toy Drive. Mm-hmm. Now he's a big shot. Huh? Look at our guy. Good. What's your buzzer going to be, sir?
Woo!
Good one. Question one, Kayla.
Serena Williams says she relied on who after the now famous fight with the umpire at the U.S. Open? Meghan Markle, Angelina Jolie, or Ivanka Trump?
Woo!
That is Juan.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
No. Juan gets the answer now. See, because he buzzed in, and then Spence said his name, and Spence is the judge, and he shall not be questioned.
Not questioned.
Yeah, so I will cock-a-doodle-doo next time.
Yeah, you have to do that a little quicker. But I'm sorry. So, Juan, did you have an answer, sir?
Meghan Markle.
Is it Meghan Markle? Yes, it is. It is 1-0, Juan. Question two.
Who is this confronting paparazzi this weekend?
Juan's pregnant, and I have the flu, and I've asked you once to leave me alone. Can you please stop taking my picture? You're, like, hunting me down.
Is that Carrie Underwood, Kate Upton, or Hillary Duff?
Jenna's in first.
There, Jenna's got the hang of it now.
It's that Kate person.
That Kate person. Is it that Kate person?
No.
What
is it, Carrie Underwood or Hillary Duff?
Hillary Duff?
Is it Hillary Duff? Why, yes, it is. Congratulations. Very nicely done. 2-0 for Juan as we head into the all-important third and final question. My Seahawks yesterday put up 24 points on those Cowboys.
Okay.
I'm going to make this all-important third and final question worth 24 big game-winning points.
So who won his first pro golf tournament in more than 5 years yesterday? Was it Tiger Woods?
Jenna in for the steal.
Tiger Woods.
She figured out, well, like you're all stupid right now for not knowing that. I love that. Well, you better get this right then. Is it Tiger Woods? Dramatic pause. Man, and I thought we might see tears yesterday. The guy from NBC was trying so hard to elicit some emotion out of him beyond just being happy.
Yeah.
And I thought we might get it. Listen, Tiger did some bad stuff. That's between him and his ex-wife. And that was cool yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not going to lie. My remote got a workout flipping back and forth between football and Tiger.
Pretty cool.
I found myself really Googling his new girlfriend a lot. And I'm like, what are you doing? What does it matter? You don't need to know anything about her.
Does she own any golf clubs?
I think his ex-wife borrowed one of his when she did what she did.
Yeah.
So, hey, have a great day, buddy. Congratulations on the new store, and thank you for coming on. So now I don't have to chase you down and try and bring you on.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later. I'll see you. Jenna, you've got passes to go see that movie First Man before anybody else. Because you know why? Because Jenna Rosen is today's champion.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first.
That is so random.
Jeff Buchanan, 60 seconds of randoms.
Please understand when I say this that I really do. I would love to see this, but I realize why you can't see this, and I realize why you shouldn't see this, and I realize why you won't see this. So I want to see it, but I really don't want to see it.
Okay. Right.
The 1900 Summer Olympics in Paris featured long jump on horses. Yeah, no, right? Like, sounds cool.
Yeah.
Sounds cool, sorta, but I realize why you can't do it. I'm sure it's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, Belgium was the winner, by the way.
Congratulations.
Got the gold. Mm. I'm kind of imagining it's like when you see the dogs run down, where they have the dogs run down the dock and then jump into the water.
Yep.
Imagine it's kind of like that.
You know what I would like to see Winter Olympic style is horses on luge.
You don't.
Oh, you want to see that?
You don't want to see that. The Houston metropolitan area. Houston is insufferable. Those people are terrible. They're like, we had the third biggest city in America. We're huge. Okay, yes, but the Houston metropolitan area is nearly 9,000 square miles.
Wow.
Bigger than the city of Houston, Houston proper, is bigger than the entire state of New Jersey. You know what I mean? And their whole metro, their whole metro area is there. Hmm. So that's like talking about Las Vegas and not including Henderson. You know what I mean? When they go, we're way bigger than San Francisco. Well, no, but if you do the Bay Area, the metropolitan area, it smokes Houston. But Houston's like, we're bigger than that. Stop it.
Hmm.
You're not. There are approximately 250,000 people in America who are married to their first or second cousin.
And they all reside in Mississippi. Interestingly enough.
I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think you say that.
Okay, Alabama too.
That's not nice.
Really?
Or Grass Valley, California. You guys are hillbillies.
Really? Nobody makes that connection with the South.
It's 2018, right. Dude. There's a lot of things that we used to do that we can't do anymore.
And Arkansas.
Just saying.
Parts of North Florida.
One third of people who drink Pedialyte are adults. Most of them are using it to treat hangovers.
Here it works for others.
Dude, Life is Beautiful, they were handing out Pedialyte packets for your water bottle.
Kidding.
That's awesome.
Our very own Audrey Lee, who will be on the radio in about 35 minutes, give or take, was requesting Pedialyte be delivered to her house via Twitter. Okay, you ready? Every single odd number, every single one, has the letter E in it. When you spell it out, you can argue with me if you like, but the random shall not be questioned.
I'm trying to think.
Greatest. I'm not asking. I'm telling. See, I knew it was going to go like that. Greatest person in the world final exam coming up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Turn it up. On 98.5 KLUC.
The greatest person in the world.
Who's it going
to
be?
With that being said, then, do I go back to my original person?
Because
it depends on who's your original person.
Well,
like I said, there's a lot of money on the line.
I threw a curveball at the last second to myself for this, but you know what? I'm gonna go with my original on this.
Who was your original one?
Tiger Woods.
Yeah!
I knew you would.
I co-sign. Here's the
tap in for Tiger. We thought we'd never see it, and I don't believe he thought either. Tour Championship winner, Tiger Woods, a winner again, number 80.
I'm co-signing on this, so let me jump in.
Sure.
You could do your other one. Tiger, the cool part about this, too, is then the guy who was leading for the FedEx Cup, which is the points, you know, championship for the entire tour, that guy was sucked yesterday, and he almost sucked bad enough that Tiger almost leapfrogged him.
Oh, wow.
And almost won the whole thing. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Would have been the greatest comeback story in the history of sports. Wow. Literally. Would have been Miracle on Ice comeback type story.
Okay.
Really amazing. But still, for Tiger and what he did, thank you, Davey, for leading me down the path. Because that's what
the greatest person in the world.
And then you curveballed yourself. What'd you do?
So I did a wedding Saturday night for this couple in Scottsdale, Arizona, that were in town, and they had family from Arizona, California, Missouri. Funny that you said that a few minutes ago, all over. And they got married 2 years before and just very small, and they were never able to have the money to do a big wedding, and they wanted just to have a big party. And it was just an awesome celebration Saturday night. And I'm just glad I was part of that. And it was just a big party. It was a lot of fun. And they were just super, you know, when you go into a wedding, this is just some advice. When you go into a wedding, you need to like relax a little bit and just have some fun. And sometimes people like take the littlest things and will freak out about them.
Oh, yeah.
And then that thing will spiral into something bad.
Wait until Kayla finally.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my
wait
God.
Until she, oh, boy.
So I thought it was cool. They're actually driving home right now, and they're listening
people,
to
people, yeah. We have a schedule.
It is 6:46.
What
we
you're
are a
doing,
minute late.
What you're doing is not on the approved list.
Yeah. Stick to the schedule. But Raina and Cole, they're driving home right now listening to the radio.com app. Thanks so much for reaching out. You guys are awesome. You is.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
What you got, lady?
Yesterday, I got to live out my late high school, early college life once again when I was at Life is Beautiful and this guy shows up.
Definitely fun.
Oh my God. It was the most lit experience of my life. When I'm talking about, like, I posted on Instagram if you get a chance to go look at it. Just the crowd itself was so much fun. So, T-Pain, thank you so much for coming to Life is Beautiful, man, because today you is.
The greatest person in the world.
I equate that with when you saw Lionel Richie at Life is Beautiful a couple of years ago. And
yeah.
You just said how great it was because it was just so weird.
Yeah,
so
yeah, off. It's cool.
Was he not scheduled to be there, T-Pain?
He was, but the funny thing is that where they had him slotted in, you wouldn't think that like a lot of people would come to it. Just he wasn't like a main headliner on the docket at all. There
really?
Was just literally, I couldn't move. There were so many people in this. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, what's funny is T-Pain in 2007 at the MTV Video Music Awards, we kind of put him out.
Uh-huh.
We got him drunk on tequila.
Got him drunk.
Did you really?
Yep. Oh yeah, on Patron.
Yeah.
He took his own bottle, and then he kept cheersing us from across the room. And then finally, the record person comes over to you. You got my artist drunk.
Well, what's funny is something happened to me this weekend that was related to the Video Music Awards. But in 2006, I went and reported for the show from Radio City Music Hall, and Snoop Dogg was there. And what's really cool is in Snoop's Insta feed, he posted a picture from the 2006 VMAs. With he and Method Man, and then your boy Spence sitting there as well, like a groupie in the back.
Background.
And he put it in his feed. Now, obviously, he didn't know who I am, and he posted it like it was from 1998. But I had so many people hit me up, like, oh my God, how did you end up? DJ CO1 of all people is flipping out. What is this? Who is it? What is going on? I just thought it was kind of cool. And even though it was unintentional, nonetheless, Snoop Dogg, you is
the greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Davey the Show Killer, we have one final chance to save this show.
Oh, yeah?
Who's going to help us do it?
Scott Meganello from the East Side.
Hey, Big Scott, what's happening?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, brother, we're good. Earlier today, when we were getting ready to play 5-second rule for folks to maybe come in and hang out with Tyson Beckford tomorrow, what was Kayla doing in preparation?
Of course, she was making a chart.
Of course she did.
Don't
she
even
made
realize
a chart.
I'm doing it half the time. Like I'm
made
just,
a chart.
Like graphing it out. And like, oh, here we go. I don't know what it was for.
What was the thing when you first got here? What did you say all the time? Oh, I'll draft it out.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to
draft
that.
It. Let me draft that.
Let me draft that. She would always want to draft stuff. And I'm like, what are you drafting?
What are you talking about?
We're doing a radio show, girl. What you drafting?
Hold on.
I'll draft that right away. You're not the producer. It's that guy over there. She's drafting and graphing and all that kind of stuff. I got to tell you.
It only makes sense when it's in pie form. So
we have this girl completely out of her comfort zone. I'm pretty sure. All right, brother. We got Monster Energy Cup tickets for you. Congratulations.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Yeah, the Monster Million thing. So it's kind of a cool deal. They have 3 10-minute main events for this thing. And so if you want to win the $1 million, you got to race the top riders. You have to qualify for it, and then you have to race all 3 of the main events. And if you win all 3, you get $1 million.
Oh, damn.
That's awesome.
I guess it's to get, to have them compete.
Right.
And that's why Monster Energy Cup at Sam Boyd is so much, and it's a unique track.
Right.
They always say.
Rain or Shine.
Monster Energy Cup, Rain or Shine. Sam Boyd.
You're just a lot better than mine.
Saturday. We will see you tomorrow with Tyson Beckford.
Oh, cool.
Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for letting me. See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.